Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Friday night at our Primal Mating Party, Jody was there and met Angela and gave us kind of a description of what she was all about and stuff. But while he was there, he tried to enter her phone number in his cell phone, and then either he was drunk or just forgetful or whatever and forgot to hit save. So he calls us up on Monday asking if we could try to find her for him. And this guy has gone through stupid lengths to find this girl. And we're like, man, if you've tried that hard, we have got to help you out.
He called directory assistance in Decatur.
Yeah.
And is like, yes, I'm looking for a number, please, in Decatur, Georgia. The name is Angela. Like, no last name, no street. Yes, I'm looking for Angela.
And I wish I could have heard that conversation because the phone operators are not friendly to begin with. Could you imagine doing that?
You know what? Let's just give a sample of what that might sound like.
Okay.
Bell South. 411 nationwide. If you need a telephone number, press or say 1. If you already know the telephone number. What city?
Decatur.
What state?
Georgia.
I think. What listing?
Angela.
Thank you.
Johnny, what listing?
Hi, Angela in Decatur, please. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I don't have a last name.
Okay, that's, I'm sorry. That's the only way we can look up anything by last name. We don't have any way of doing first name.
You can't do like a cross check there of just Angela?
No, sir.
A-N-G-E-L-A?
No, sir, we can't. We have to have a last name.
What about,
the only way we can look up anything.
What's a common last name in Decatur?
I don't know, sir.
Smith?
Chong. Angela Chong. Try Chong.
Angela Chong.
How do you spell that, sir?
L.
A long?
No, Chong, but the L is silent.
Okay, spell it for me, please, sir. I don't have any idea what you're saying. What's the last name spelling?
L Chong. L-C-H-O-N-G-E-L.
The last name is L-C-H-O-N-G.
Yes.
There's nothing with that spelling, sir.
Really?
You guys need a better system. All right, thank you. All right, so that's...
She's feeling really bad about herself now. You need a better system.
Is that how the phone call kind of went there, Jody?
I couldn't hear you, Bert.
Was that how your phone call went with information?
I was on hold, so I couldn't hear what you were talking about.
Oh, you can't hear us on our own hold?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're playing 99X.
Because for a while...
Yeah, exactly. That's pitiful.
I couldn't hear what you were doing, but boy, those Don Miller cats are funny.
All right. For those of you that didn't hear the initial call with Jody, let me just give you about a minute and a half of that and get y'all caught up.
Coming back from the bathroom and make eye contact with this beautiful girl. And I keep on walking. I'm like, wait, she's single, I'm single. I got to talk to her. We talked about a lot of different things, and I got her number. I even asked her to look at it, at the number on my phone. I put the phone in my pocket, and instead of hitting save, I guess I hit end, which cleared it.
Oh, that is so frustrating. And you never dialed it out, so it's not in those, right, like, saved phone numbers.
No. And I've even tried calling 411. If you don't have a last name, you're screwed.
When did you realize?
What's her first
name? Yeah, what's her first name?
Her first name is Angela.
So you called directory assistance and said, I'm looking for Angela, please.
Yeah, shot in the dark.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, I knew it wouldn't work, but I, you know.
Did the operator go, I have 913 listings for Angela?
Well, she said, do you have a last name? I said, no. And but I guessed. I said Smith. So she gave me Angela Smith, but it was the wrong Angela.
Are you kidding?
What an act of desperation.
Yeah, way to go. What are some of the things you talked about?
She lives in Decatur. She works in, I think, public relations or something that starts with a P. I can't really remember. Her friend was there beside her that witnessed the conversation, and she lives in Sandy Springs, and she's a physical therapist.
You must have been panicked when you realized you didn't have her number in there. Like, the next day, were you going to check out her number to call her?
Exactly. Yeah. Not to call her. I just wanted to check it out to see it.
And you wouldn't have even been able
to work and needed some excitement.
Did she happen to mention if she won her tickets or if she bought them?
We didn't discuss that. I don't.
Because if she did anything but walk up, we have her name and email address.
Unless her friend bought the tickets.
Still have her name and email address.
How's that?
You have to enter a name for every ticket you buy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I did that. I bought mine off the internet, so.
There you go.
Unless.
You know, I actually called the company that y'all use, and they wouldn't give me any information either.
So you're really working to find this. We got to find her, man. What did she say in that conversation that made you think, wow, this is somebody I really want to spend some time with?
You really can't tell in that short period of time, but there was a lot of physical attraction going on.
Okay, so that was the first call we took from Jody, and we called two Angelas that were in the database yesterday. One wasn't the right girl, and the other one was like in Moscow or something. The area code was Moscow.
Or Knoxville.
Knoxville, Moscow, same thing, right?
She was either in Chattanooga or Leningrad. You always get those two cities confused.
So, Jody, you've had about 48 hours to chew over this a little bit. Are you still as passionate about finding this girl?
Yes, I want to find her. Hey, just want to let you know that you may hear the birds again this morning. You see, I'm in golf course management. And in the morning, I'm usually out of my office.
Oh, I gotcha.
Taking my golf cart for a spin to check on the course and whatnot. So that's where I'm normally talking to you guys.
What course?
Yeah. I can't say. Very private, high-end course here in the Atlanta area. I can't leak that out.
Peachtree.
Okay, cool.
In Brookhaven?
Peachtree.
No, I can't leak it out.
Brookhaven.
Yep. Let's not get the guy fired. Peachtree. He's just trying to find a girl.
Yeah.
All right. We've got one number this morning because we're running late.
Okay.
So we'll try one Angela this morning. And once again, what were the things about her in that conversation that you had that you were like, yeah, I really got to meet this girl again?
Well, in the conversation, she accused me of being straightforward because I went ahead and said, hey, you know, you're single, I'm single. How about we go out to dinner sometime? And she agreed to it. So that's the reason why I kept it short, too. I was like, all right, the deal's sealed. I can leave now.
Right.
But I forgot to save the number.
Good line. I mean, you got in and you got out. Nice. Kudos, my friend.
Don't give her enough time to change her mind.
Right.
Right.
Or think of a fake phone number.
Right.
The element of surprise is the way to trick those wily women. Hi, it's nice to meet you. Can I have your phone number quickly before you can think of a fake one?
And the things that you told us about her, she was wearing a lime green shirt. You told us that you knew that she was in PR.
She had blonde hair. She had vibrant blue eyes.
Right.
I don't know if this helps or not, but we didn't meet by the gazebo. I hung out near the gazebo most of the night with some other friends, Chad and Carolyn, but they went upstairs to a beer line because it was shorter than the beer line that was down there around the dance area.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I went to the bathroom when they went up that beer line. So I had to go up the stairs, which is across from the gazebo, okay, opposite of the gorilla.
Yeah,
it goes upstairs.
My thinking on
bar.
This whole thing is that it's not going to be. I bet that the lead that we get to Angela doesn't come from somebody at the party, but
right,
somebody that just pieces it all together. You know.
Okay.
All right. So let's give her. Let's try to give one of the Angelas a call here.
Hello.
Hi, is this Angela?
Yes.
Hi, Angela.
I'm the one.
You're the
you
one?
Are?
Whoa!
You're the right Angela?
Yes.
How do you
Angela.
Know?
I just know.
Well, let's be sure. Okay, wait, let's be sure. Jody, why don't you start the line of questioning just to make sure this is the real Angela?
First, let me apologize for failing to save your number.
That's okay. This is just so weird.
Okay, I hope you're not embarrassed, but
yeah, I was sitting on that rock.
Yeah, at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
What were you wearing? What were you wearing, Angela?
I was wearing a tube top green shirt that comes to your knees with like jeans underneath.
You remember the conversation and everything with Jody? Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh, cool.
You remember he got in, got out?
Yeah.
Did you give him the right phone number or the wrong one?
I gave him the right phone number.
You did. Okay.
When I heard him on the radio, I was like, well, why is he trying to contact me? I gave him my phone number. And then I heard the whole story.
Well, why didn't you call us?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have his phone number.
Oh, no, how about us?
I tried to call you this morning, but it was like a recording.
What did the recording say?
Well, it was like all the hits Q100 recording. I called the line that called me.
Oh, the business line.
She called the front line instead of calling the request line.
Ah.
All right, so at least you were making the effort to find him, too.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to figure out what's going on at first because I thought, well, I didn't know. I didn't know what to expect because I received a call yesterday and she left me a message saying, we just want to ask you a quick question. Don't be scared or something. And I didn't know what was going on. And then when I heard all this today on the radio, I was just shocked.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
So did you have the same... I mean, if you gave him the legitimate phone number, then that, of course, means that you'd be up for going out with him again.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was brave enough to come up and say hi, and he seemed, you know, very, very nice and normal, and he wasn't, like, drunk like a lot of the guys there.
he didn't reek of alcohol.
Yeah,
that was a bonus.
That was a big plus, because a lot of the guys were just... you know, crazy. And I was wondering, how do they get so drunk when the beer lines are so long?
When there's a will, there's a way, sister.
I guess so. I guess they're really early or something.
All right, hey, Jody, I'll put you on hold, and Angela, I will put you on hold.
Okay.
At this point, Angela, can I give Jody the phone number that we just called you on?
Yes.
Okay. And you'll remember to save it this time, Jody?
Yes.
Yeah, hit save, buddy.
I've been practicing.
We're not finding her twice for you, because then you're just dumb.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, you guys, hold on one sec.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Pamela Anderson, up on her soapbox these days. Her ex, Tommy Lee, is just dating a woman that she totally considers to be a total skank.
Yeah, she says that this woman cannot go anywhere near her kids because she's an adult film star. And so that's where Pam Anderson draws the line around her kids. She's like, no way. I can pose nude in Playboy, but there's a whole different story if you're doing those movies.
Right. So she has banned Tommy Lee from bringing around his current girlfriend around their kids. So I'm asking you guys, has this ever happened to y'all before also? If you've been married and divorced and your husband or your wife is dating somebody so offensive that you demand that they keep that person away from your kids, what did that person do?
How crappy do you feel if you were the woman that Pamela Anderson is deciding is not
That's what
her
I'm
name?
Thinking. Yeah. Hey, Teresa.
Hi.
Hi.
My ex-husband, after we were divorced, he started dating an 18-year-old girl that worked at Hooters. And Hooters, I guess, isn't so bad. she was he was 34, and she was 18, and we had a 4 and 6 year old child at the time, and he would only get the kids every other weekend, and instead of spending time with the kids, he would take the kids to her hot body contest and her
Oh no, come on, yeah. Are you kidding me?
And you know, then there was, you know, he would pick the kids up for the weekend and have to rush over to pick her up to get her to the tanning salon and leave them in the waiting room at the tanning salon while they'd go tan. And it was so bad, and she was, and apparently the kids were under the impression that she was 21 because they caught her lying on one of her applications entering a bikini contest one time.
Winner.
Yeah, they finally broke up when she left him to move to Athens to be working in a strip club.
And that was the final straw right there, huh?
Yeah, I was like, you know, you only get the kids 4 days a month. Can you not just see her for 4 days a month and spend time with the kids, you know? And he's like, I am spending time with the kids, but they like her, and they have a lot of fun with her. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're getting lots of good tips, you know? My son's learning, you know, that, you know, this is a perfect kind of girl to go out with because she's hot, you know? And my daughter's learning, you know, that how to put on, you know, the Hooters pantyhose and stuff.
Oh, God.
I'm just picturing him taking your kids by the hand to the wet T-shirt contest.
Oh, I know. I mean, he just thought there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. He was perfectly okay.
He's teaching them lessons like you have to look both ways before you cross the street and on his way to Mako's. You know?
Make sure when you're on the Mako swing, you hold on with both hands.
Right.
You want to wear rubber-soled shoes in the wet T-shirt contest so you don't slip.
I'm going to need the voice disguiser for this one. That's always a good sign for us. Good morning. We are going to call you Sarah.
Hey. I'm actually calling in because my ex-husband, we have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. And I don't have a problem with gay people or homosexuals, but my husband is gay. Mm-hmm. And I do have a problem with him bringing his male friend around our children for the simple fact that that has given them, it has totally confused them. They have asked so many questions, and it's absolutely made me very mad.
Boy, that's got to be complicated right there. Wow.
How old are your kids?
5 and 8.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a tough age to explain.
Yeah.
They're all the time asking, well, why did that kiss on his guy friend? And, I mean, all these things. And I told him, I was like, you know, that is your personal preference, but please don't bring that around our children. You're confusing them at an early age if there's not enough confusion in the world.
So at what age will it be okay, do you think, for you to give your ex-husband the green light to bring his boyfriends around?
14, 15 years old.
14 or 15. That is complicated. Yeah. I mean, to a child, they will never understand that, you know?
And no, they definitely won't.
Wow. Okay, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Woo. And good morning, Kim. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Voice disguiser or no?
No.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Yes. I have an ex-husband of recent who's been dating a divorce attorney for quite a while, who's helped mastermind a great divorce. And it was just a perfect divorce. They said it was legal but immoral, but it was absolutely perfect. He had a lot of help. But not to say much about that, she is she dresses very provocatively around my 3 children. I have 2 boys and a girl, 8 and 9 are the boys, and a 14-year-old girl, who would tell me that she gets embarrassed in public because she's having her breasts exposed and no bra and the midriff top and wears really hot short pants. And I'm sure I don't want the boys to be, at this age, you know, all have that in their face all the time. And again, like the previous caller, he only sees them maybe 3 or 4 times a month, and then they have to go to her house and see this. So he just can't spend 3 or 4 days a month at his condo.
Right.
You know, so it's messy. And
did you draw the line in the sand, say no more with her around?
Well, you know what? I want to do that, and I'd say that to him and children that I don't should be like that, but she's a divorce attorney, and everything's legal. You can't. It's nothing unlawful about what she's wearing in front of my kids. It's just maybe not the best judgment, but it's not against the law.
So she knows the rules, and she won't pay attention to them because she knows they're not the law, right? Boy, these things are complicated, man. They're so complicated. Good morning, Laura. You'll be the last call. Good morning.
Hey, Bert. How are you?
Good, and how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm calling. I'm actually the other woman that is not allowed to be, that my husband is not allowed to see his child because of. But this is a kind of a different reason. No, I don't wear the short skirt or the short shirts. I don't really have the body for all that. But the reason he's not allowed to be around his child is. My husband is black, and I'm white, and his ex-wife is black, and when we were dating, everything was just all fine, but when we got married, he was served with papers stating that the child was no longer allowed to come over to our home. So I'm actually the other woman.
Why are you so sure that it's the black-white thing?
Because she said so.
Oh, really? She said
that's your sign. That's, yeah.
She said, I do not want my children around white women?
No, she said that because what we were doing is morally wrong, and because of the race thing, because it was morally wrong that...
People have their beliefs? You know, I mean, because
exactly.
To me, it's the same as the caller with the gay husband. I mean, it's just like they think it's confusing for the child to see something different than what they've been used to.
Exactly. What the sad thing is, my husband is the one that misses out, but it's the child that misses out because, you know, I mean, people do things out of spite and don't do things for the best interest of their children. Now, me and my husband have children. I couldn't imagine keeping them from their dad for something as stupid as that.
Yeah. Wow. Those things, wow. I wouldn't even have never thought that would be one of the calls that we would have gotten.
And we talk about, you know, wanting to stop prejudice and want people to accept everybody. Well, I mean, you're not teaching the child to accept everybody.
Yeah, isn't it different when the whole situation is you, right?
Yes.
It's like...
People have these ideologies, oh, the world can be perfect, but the reason the world's not perfect is because when it's in, like Bert said, your own backyard, yeah. You have a totally different reaction to things.
I've relayed this story to you guys before. I think that right before I met Stacy, I was dating a black woman. And my mom is this Upper West Side, totally liberal woman. I mean, just so open-minded about everything. And I told her that I was dating a black woman, and she said, I really want you to think seriously about continuing to do that, because if you get married and have children, you will change my bloodline forever.
But she's like this huge New York liberal.
Totally, totally. But when it comes to your own backyard, I guess it's a totally different thing, you know?
Those core things you were taught emerge fast when you feel threatened for some reason.
It shocked me.
The Bert Show. Get it? The Bert Show.
Jen Hobby here got the email version of the one that got away a couple of weeks ago. Didn't you say, like, your old high school dude that you dated emailed you to find out where you are and all that?
Yeah, he did. This was, like, a long time ago. I dated him when I was, like, a freshman in high school, so forever ago, and contacted me and wanted to find out what was going on and all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure that it was the whole one that got away thing, because I think he knew I was married, but something close like that.
Well, Julie, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
You sound almost like a little down.
I'm not a little down. I just, I'm curious and excited. I want you guys to find somebody for me.
Well, tell us the history behind you and this guy. How long ago are we talking about?
6 years.
Okay.
And what's his name?
His name's Ben.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and he's from Maryland. And every year after school year, my family would go down to Maryland, and I would stay for the summer and visit my grandparents, and all through middle school and high school. And we just, you know, he was my first kiss. He was my first just everything, and it never ended. Like every summer, you know, we couldn't wait to see each other, and then we would have this incredible time. And then he went to University of Maryland and I went to Penn State, and we really lost contact. And I just, you know, 8 years later, I really feel like he may be the one that got away, because it was that many years through middle school and high school, and we just, every summer it was great. It was just amazing.
It's like a Country Time lemonade commercial.
Yeah. It was just amazing. I mean, and I've had other relationships, but at this point I just kind of wonder.
So Jen lives her life in the Hallmark Channel.
She does.
Seriously.
But doesn't every summer and kid, I mean, did you guys have in your mind, like, grandparents living on, like, some... And it's like small town neighborhood, like by the river, and they go swimming and stuff.
No,
and
I was still concentrating on the fact that he was the first kiss and first everything. So I wasn't down by the river drinking a lemonade.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they did that.
That's where I was chasing fireflies in the middle of the night,
keeping them in a jar on
yes.
the night. And
how many summers?
Oh no, those rascally critters got the pie off the windowsill.
Okay, can we? She's from Pennsylvania, he's from Maryland. I don't know how all of a sudden they're getting
they
deeper south.
South. Right.
They go out and shuck some corn.
In Pennsylvania?
Sorry, Julie. Yeah.
That's okay.
That has how many bloody summers? Lemonade.
Will you shut up for a second?
You're British.
Julie, how many summers are we talking about?
Well, six summers.
Six summers. Okay.
Yeah.
Six summers, and this was 8 years ago?
Uh-huh.
All right. And you end up going to Maryland. He goes to Penn State. Now, you guys never had any interaction outside the summer?
No, the opposite. He went to Maryland. I went to Penn State.
Oh, okay.
And no, never. I mean, I went back. I would always go back to school in Pennsylvania. And, I mean, you know, we would write letters during the school year and occasionally talk on the phone, but not so much. And then we would just see each other in the summertime.
Okay, so... And finally, when he finally broke it to you, or you guys realized that you were going to different schools?
Yeah.
At that point, it was over completely.
Well, yeah. I mean, we knew we weren't going to be able to see each other very much. And it just kind of, we kind of lost touch. But we didn't, it wasn't like we had a big falling out or a big, you know, huge breakup or anything.
Okay. Am I missing anything here? Should we be asking any more questions?
So you haven't heard anything at all? Like
no.
Any, from his parents, his grandparents?
Uh-uh.
Nothing?
No, they moved. I couldn't... They moved, so every time I've gone back to my grandparents' house, I can't find him.
And people change so much, especially at this age, in 6 or 8 years, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I hope not that much.
How old would Ben be right now?
Well... let's see. He'd be the same. He'd be the same age as me. 26.
26.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we have found Ben.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, I've got him on hold.
Oh my God.
Producer Tracy put him on hold. I have no idea if we called Maryland, if we called right down the street, if we called up near you in Pennsylvania. I have no idea. Nothing. All right.
Okay.
So let's get him on. And Jeff, does he even know what he's coming on for?
He knows why he's coming on, and because of the line she put him on, he now knows who he's meeting.
Okay.
So he knows. He knows everything. He's a know-it-all.
Hey Ben.
Hello guys.
Hey,
morning.
Ben.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Okay. You've been on hold for the last 5 minutes, so Jeff says you now know everything that's going on.
Oh yeah.
Well, you want to say hi to Julie?
Julie?
Ben?
Hey, how are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. It's so good to hear your voice.
I can't believe it.
Now, it's been 8 years since you guys have talked to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 years, yeah. Absolutely.
Not a word for 8 years.
No. Nope. No.
Not one word.
Ben, do you look back at these summers as fondly as Julie does?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they were... It was a time in my life, you know, you're just growing, you know, you're just starting at tender ages, we call them, we remember. And, yeah, she was real sweetie, you know. She was a first of a lot of things for me. And, yeah, I think about her. I think about her often.
Shinkadinkadoo. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a little shinkadinkadoo-doo action there. hey, Julie, is there anything that you want to ask Ben here? I mean, it's the first time you guys talked in 8 years.
I mean...
You must have a million questions.
A million questions. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Nashville. They found me in Nashville. I moved here a couple of years after graduating with some friends.
Oh, wow.
And I found a good job down here and just been hanging out. And it's been really good. My life is pretty interesting.
How's the wife?
I'm not married. And I understand, Julie, you're in Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's great, because, well, let's say I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that I am coming to Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be great to see you. The bad news is... I'm a big old fag.
So, Ben, what you're saying is you're coming to Atlanta for Pride this weekend.
Yeah. I'm coming to Pride. Me and my partner, we're coming down.
Oh.
It's my first Pride, you know, situation, and it should be, you know, it sounds exciting, and I'm loving to come down.
It is going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you launched into There's Good News and Bad News, I knew exactly where you're going with that. Wow,
well, I mean, bad news.
Well, it's good for, I mean, I'm glad Ben's in a relationship.
Yeah,
I'm just sorry, Julie, it's not, He's not available like
that. Julie's not going to be the one, but, you know.
Well, I bet,
it'd be so wonderful to see her.
Julie.
Yeah.
Upon hearing that for the first time, I guess you probably never saw that coming.
No, I didn't.
He's
wow.
the one that really got away.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess he isn't the one that got away, but I'm happy for you in the relationship, and wow.
Thank you, sweetie. Yeah, I came out like 3 years ago.
Wow.
Just curious when you knew. You said you came out 3 years ago, but did you know maybe during that summertime that you guys were spending together? Or?
Well, you know, I had my inclinations, you know, back then. I was always kind of a little graceful, you might say, you know, but Julie was really the only one I ever hung out with, and so, you know, I didn't really know. I just had feelings at that time.
Julie right now is thinking about all the times that he helped her pick out outfits for when they were going out, when he wanted to do her hair, how he'd arrange the flowers that they picked out in the fields.
Now he's thinking about it too. He's laughing about it.
He's like, oh yeah.
And you said you guys celebrated a lot of firsts together.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, sweetie.
I'm really excited. I hope we can see each other this weekend.
I definitely want to see you. There's so much I have to tell you. So many.
Well, I guess so.
Boy, I'd say, yeah. When are you coming into town, Ben?
I'm coming in for Pride.
This weekend.
So you're coming in tomorrow?
This weekend, yeah.
Okay. Well, how do you want to handle this? You want me just to give your phone number to Julie when we get off here? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Why don't I go ahead and I'll put you on hold. Producer Tracy will pick you up, and we'll start the phone exchange, and we'll continue to talk to Julie.
Great.
Okay. Anything else you want to say, Julie, before we let Ben go?
No, I'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely, sweetie.
Okay.
All right.
All right, hold on, Ben. Producer Tracy will pick you up.
And Julie, I know that had to be somewhat of a shock. Boy. I just want to commend you for being so cool about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is someone that's really special to me. So, I mean, as much as I'm a little bit blown away and have to process this, I'm still really happy for him. He's not, you know, I wouldn't kind of, you know, I'm excited for him. And he's in a relationship, and that's you know, that's great.
You're probably happy for him to hear that news than to hear that he was married to a woman.
I wonder which is worse.
I can't compete, so.
Right. You're not even in the running.
Exactly.
Wow. All right, Julie, that's a lot to take in, so I'll put you on hold also. We will get producer Tracy to get you guys to exchange phone numbers and stuff also, okay?
Great, thanks.
Sorry it didn't work out the way we had all hoped it was going to work out, but at least you'll be reunited with your friend this weekend.
That's okay. Thanks so much for finding him.
Sure.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.